pushing it even a little bit further now. And that is, so we had the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. In Poydenes Ashfuyim, Yeser Mekidei Demem. This is not part three. But in Poydenes Ashfuyim, Yeser, that day shall come. But in Poydenes Ashfuyim, Yeser Mekidei Demem. And Tosfos asked the Grace Akasha. This is the Kasha from the Gemara that's coming up. In the Sugya of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Chananya once was told that there was a child that was being held in captivity, and he went to the Beis Asurim where he was being held, and he quotes a pasuk, and the child quoted a pasuk back, and he said, Muftachani is pasha to me, that this child one day is going to be a God of Israel. He said, I make a shvua, I'm not moving until I'm going to ransom him for all the money in the world. The Kachava turned out that this child grew up to be the great Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Please ask the Kasha, how was he allowed to do this? L'chayra ein poydin es ha-shvuyim, yeser mi kidei demeyan. So Rabbi Levi Chomsky shared with me a nifla de gemara makim. It's in the Sefer Teferes Yaakov. Here in Masechtas Gittin. Who's the Baal Teferes Yaakov? Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit. He was the Varshavirov in the mid-1800s. Tremendous, tremendous goyin. He wrote many, many svarim. And in his Teferes Yaakov, said Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit, a beautiful, beautiful machshava. Just to read L'shoinei Hazav. That's the punchline. Ubi'ikir kushyas ha-toisvis. Mehacht Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya nirali. De belav hochi loy kasha midi. De kahai gavna. Because a situation like this, where Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya sees a young child, and he realizes the potential of this child. This child can grow up to be an Adam Gadol. He can grow up to be a Talmud Chacham. Ad kidei damav. Of such a child is pay all the money in the world. You know why? The chol chafatzecho lo yishvu vaksev. V'tinoikzeh, as it relates to this child, iyo yoyoshe bebeis ha'asurim. If this child would have remained in the beis ha'asurim, lo yoyo talmud chochem klal. He would have not been a talmud chochem. V'iyifdeno. But if you're going to be poyedim, yehei talmud chochem. He's going to be a talmud. So what are we handling over here? What are you trying to save? You're trying to save a situation where you have a child that he's going to never end up in this Beis Asurim for the rest of his life, or we can reactivate him, we can save him, and if we're going to save him, he's going to vax ois to a Talmud Chacham. In Cain ain't shir l'shavyas shaltin exal of toisai. There's no shir to the value, to the shavyas of this child. And if that's the case, I have no choice, I have to be poyedim. Mash amru b'kan ad k'dei damav, haino ba'adam da'almo. But someone that's holding by learning Torah, a child, for is going ala derech hatoiv, this ain't sheer le'erech of this child. It's not a violation of ein poydin es ashvuyim yeser mikdei damav. That's the pshat. Even though there's aloch ein poydin. Oh, but there's an exception. This is kidei damav. You know why this is kidei damav? This is kidei damav because kol chafatzecha lo yishvuva. Does he's the shavius, the value. The price tag on such a child is kol chafetz kol mamon shavoyilam. And that's exactly what Rabbi Shmuel Chananya understood, and that's what he said. This is not a kasha. What's the kasha? You can't overpay. You're not overpaying. Because kol chafetz echol yishvuva. This is the hergish of the Teferes Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Gesundheit, to say pshat, and that gemara, and getting daf nun chesam at aleph, with this over here. Me'inyan le'inyan, maybe, sofik ba'isa inyan. On Shabbos, I saw a nifladiga or a Chaim HaKadosh. The Chaim HaKadosh says that Bilam says when he comes to curse and then, of course, bless the Yidden, Lehibit oven biyakov, v'loyra amo biyisrael. Lehibit oven biyakov, v'loyra amo biyisrael. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh, what did Bilam mean? Gam nischavim loyma, shat tzadikim, hagam sheoisem mitzvos, v'chol iskam betoira. Tzadikim do mitzvos, and they toil in learning, obeeno margishim sheyesh lehem amo. They have no hergish. They don't feel in any way any amelos. El adarabu ka adam hamarviach. You know what they feel like? They feel like they're profiting. They feel like they're making a lot of money. Uka adam hamishtasheya b'shashuim. And like someone who's literally experiencing the greatest joy imaginable. L'roiv cheshkem b'Torah. Because they have such a geshmak in learning. Bilam had heard about the Torah. The Gemara says in the end of Masech Tzvachim, then when Hashem gave the Torah, the Umma is Oilam and running to Bilam, what's going on over here? Maybe Shema, maybe Mabul Oilam, right? Maybe David should bring another Mabul. What does Bilam say? Hashem Oiz Lama Yitain. Hashem Yivarech Sam Vashalom. No, they're just giving the Torah, this Chamuda Genuza. This is what's coming down into the world right now. Hashem Oizlan. Bill knew about the Torah, but he expected when he was going to see the Jewish people, everyone was going to look in ganzen famatet and fayokt, right? He thought everyone was going to be, you know what he thought he was going to see. Everyone was going to look Torah Mateshus Koychesh Alotum Dig. That was the image. That was the visual. I mean, in his mind, he says the Jews are surrounded by Torah. They wake up in the morning. This halacha, that halacha. Torah governs every fiber of your being. So in his mind, he was going to see the Jew and he was going to look completely like he's falling apart. And he shows up and what did he say? It's a plea atzuma to me. Has no avona. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, what he saw was ka'odam ha-marviach u-ka'odam ha-mishtasheya b'shashuim. That's the oimik of Leira Amo B'Yisrael. Nifla diga hergesh. Leira Amo B'Yisrael. Truth is, this idea that a person that learns Torah, he's ka'odama mishtasheya b'shashuim. This is an Indian that permeates the. It's something that permeates the Torah of the Arachayim HaKadosh. The pasuk says in Parshas Bechukosai. So Parshas Bechukosai is one of the two toichiches in the Torah. It begins in Bechukosai Teilechu. And then part two is the Im Bechukosai Timasu. The Arachayim HaKadosh asks that if you go through the Klala part, once it gets into the toichicha, the first pasuk is not Im Bechukosai Timasu. The first pasuk is the Imloi Sishmuuli. And the Arachayim HaKadosh asks why. Meaning, it seems like the brachas and the klalos parallel each other. See, he says that if the bracha starts, so wouldn't it make sense that the klalos should start? Why is there a hakdama to the v'im b'chu koisai temasu? And what is the Hakdama? Vim loy sishma uli, v'loy sasu as kol ha-mitzvah yisoeila. So the Archaim says a dover nifla. He says like this. You want to know why the pasuk started the toichachot vim loy sishma uli? Because the only way it's possible for a person to come to v'im b'chukai say temasu is if first he was makdim v'im loy sishma uli. It's the only way it could happen. You can't just wake up in the morning and be a v'im b'chukai say temasu. There's a Tanai Koidim Lamaisa. The Tanai is Vim Lois Ishmuli, then Veloy Sasso, it's called Mitzvah Eila, and then it's all bets are off. But it has to be with a Hakdama, with an introduction of Vim Lois Ishmuli. So what does that mean? What does it mean, Vim Lois Ishmuli? Says the Arachayim. Oid Nischavin, Lahoyer Lev Nirda. What the Pasuk is coming to say is, Ki Kol Shahoylich B'Derech Loitoy, any person that you'll ever meet in your whole life that's going B'Derech Loitoy, Vadai. It is 100% shehushlal mimenu yediyas haboyrei baruch hu. It's because he lacks in his understanding of the Eibishter v'toyvoysav, and he doesn't understand the good of the Eibishter v'hanimshach me'avidosay, and he doesn't fully appreciate what a person will feel like and what the experience is like when you're serving Hashem. He says any person that's going b'derech loytoyv, it's because he's clueless in English. He pashut doesn't know what's he clueless about the Eibishter. And the oinig that a yid can have if he serves Hashem properly. If a person would be masig one chelik, listen to this lashon. May arevus, yedidus, ni'imus, and mesikus of anav, one branch. May anfei or elyoin of the oira elyoin yives believe hayois ba'olam hazeh melech hamlochim. He would be disgusted from the olam hazeh of kings. Be'erech kiyum mitzvah achas, in relation to the oinig that a person can have from being mekayim one mitzvah. For whom mashe'er Hashem ba'omroi, and this is what Chazal meant when they said ve'im lois sishmuli. What does it mean sishmuli? Miloshen Shema Yisrael. Shema has a few different perushim, but milot pirush loshen havana. You have to understand. Oz says Dar Chaim, if you have a lois sishmuli, oz hu she'ani chishus lachem shloit asu. Then I'm worried that maybe you're going to end up slipping into the toichacha. Avol im tavinu v'teidu oisi. But if you're going to understand me and you're going to know me, ein lachush. There's nothing to worry about. This is what the Navi Yeshaya meant when he said, "Lochein gola ami mebli das." You know why the Yidden went to Golas? It was mebli das because they never fully understood. They didn't appreciate what they were giving up. Had they chap what they were giving up? Had they ever come to our core of Yidias Hashem? Had they had an understanding of hanimshach me'avodasoy, the arevos, the yedidos, the neimos, and the nesikos of one mitzvah, of one anaf of the Oira Elyon, they never would have gone to Golas. but it was Beli Das. And says the Arachim, the Haktama to the Toich is Vim Loisishmuli. That's where it starts. It comes from not understanding. Loisishmuli Loshan Havana. Not the herring, not having an appreciation and an understanding of what it is you're giving up. He says it's Poshet Kivadayu. A person that understands what couldn't come, what life could be like if you are Zoicha to be Shifty B'Veis Hashem and to serve Hashem. It's not possible. You're not going to end up in Golas. Lochin Gola Ami, it's Beli Das. Just one other place where the Arachim HaKadosh says this, and this is quite famous, and that is in Parshas Kisavai, where the Pasuk says, V'samachta b'chol atoiv, you should be b'simcha with all the good, asher nasan l'cha, Hashem alekechu l'veisecha, atav alevi, v'ager asher b'kirbecha. Says the Arachim HaKadosh, what does it mean, v'samachta b'chol atoiv? So he says, the Gemara says in Brachis, that hey amir aleph, ein toiv, elo toira. And what the Pasuk is saying is, that the Ebershta, is talking to Klai, so I gave you Torah. And because I gave you Torah, the Samachta Bechal HaTorah. It says the Arachayim, Shem Hoyu Bnei Adam, Margishin, B'Mesikos, V'Arevos, Tov HaTorah. He says, people would be Margish, the Arevos and the Mesikos HaTorah, Hoyu Mishtagin, they'd go crazy, U'Meslat Machareo, and they would push it, obsessively run after the Torah. V'lo Yichoshev Be'Neyem, M'loy Oylam Kesev, V'Zov L'Ma'uma, and all the money in the world would be valueless. Because Torah is koyleles kol atoyves shabayilam. The lishoynis that the Arachayim uses when he describes cheshkes atoyres is unparalleled. There are no such lishoynis anywhere. It's beautiful. Mesikus, arevus, neimus. And he says this again and again and again. Just mentioned a few ma'ar makayimus. But that's this Indian. What does that have to do with today's daf? It's Teira. And we're talking about kol chavetzecha lo yishvu va. Kol chavetzecha lo yishvu va. Pasha means the Arachayim HaKadosh. That's the Pashup Shah. It means that it's included in Torah is called Toiva Shaba'ilam. And if a person learns Torah, Kol Chafatzecha La Yishvua, nothing compares. Yivas Be'enav, it literally will be nimus from the Ashirus of the Melachim, Be'erech to Onof Echad, from one mitzvah, Oira Elyon, etc., etc. Rabbi Yaakov Gesundtai, beautiful Machshava, Kol Chafatzecha La Yishvua, that actually creates the price tag. Dosid the Shavius. The Allah is a poet in the Sashvum, Yasim Ektei Demem. You have to figure out how he would be Nimka B'Shavu. This is how he'd be in Nimker Rishok. He'd be Nimker B'chol Mamin Shabbat. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak Chanina said. Ein Yizos Misham until I'm Poydim B'chol Mamin Shabbat.